tonight. And God, helping me, you pray for me. God, use me. I appreciate what these men said from the Scripture, and hopefully and trustfully, praise God, as you got some edification through the Scripture. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verse number 12. The Bible said, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was not in the world. Notice that. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also as the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, which is abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. He's just taking two men here and making a point. Therefore, as the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. More of the law entered that the fence might abound. That's where your law came in. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That sin reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And so here Paul's writing to the church here, thank God of the saints at Rome, and he's writing some things here about what grace does. And he's got two men here he's mentioned. He mentioned Adam, and he mentions Christ. That's the two different ones that's mentioned here. It's amazing to me, thank God, of how Christ just took us out, amen, by the grace of God, and undone what was we was in a mess with. And the mess was sin. He said here that by one man's transgression, one man's disobedience, that the human race became sinners. He did represent us in a way that there was representation of his disobedience. For he said that in the Scripture when he said that by one man's offense or one man's sin that many were made disobedience. And so by the disobedience many were made sinners is what he's saying. And so we find here that we go back in time, and God does to show the beginning here in this Scripture when Adam sinned willfully against God, broke the command of God. The law had not been given. And he said here, because between Adam and Moses there was no law. There was no law. The consciousness of man became the law. That's why, and you might disagree, but it's all right. That's why a child is not accountable, for they know not the law. They know not the consciousness or being awakened. And when I say child, I'm basically talking about infant and up. Amen. I don't know when the age of accountability is, but I do know this, that there is no imputation of sin to them that have no law. And if the law's never been made known to you, then you don't know it. If there's no law, thank God, if there was not a 55 mile per hour speed limit out here, you could get on the road and run fast as you want to. Amen. Because the law was given. God gave the law, amen, to Moses. It wasn't given to Adam. It wasn't given to Noah. In the days of Noah, we know that their conscience was wrong. Thank God, every man was, amen, imagination was evil. And he got wicked, and God strove with him, but he would not come under the authority of God, and therefore God sent a flood. Now there are some other things that I preach about tonight. We've discussed about the days of Noah and the reason of the flood. If we wanted to say the real reason of the flood was because mankind had gone too far, and as he said this morning, they was cut off. Amen. God didn't cut them off from birth, but God did say, my spirit shall always strive with man. And God did say, found grace in the eyes of Noah, found grace in the eyes
eyes of God. And therefore, because he found grace, God used Noah to build an ark and prepared it for him and his house. Amen. Because God had cut a race off. Amen. That had forsaken him and resisted the drawings of God or the reproof of God. That God did use a preacher of righteousness who was Noah. Thank God for the saving. Amen. Of that group of people that would carry on the human race. God did say he repented that he made man. Amen. But God did have mercy and God did have grace in the eyes of God, Noah found. But in that day, the law wasn't given. In that day, I'm just saying, in that time, there was no ledger that God could put down and say, wait a minute, Danny broke this law, because it had not been given yet. There was a consciousness of law. There was a consciousness, thank God, that they were accountable. Amen. And therefore, we say tonight, the law came by Moses. It was given to Israel. It wasn't given to Gentile people. Amen. Even though we're accountable to God, we know Romans chapter 2 says, thank God that without the law, men will perish. Amen. I believe this. Thank God. That's why I said a child or a little one that's never been made known of what the law is and what accountability they have, thank God they're not accountable to that because they don't know. Understanding must come. Amen. Thank God these youngins in your house, some of those made professions, and it's because there was a work of God in their heart to approve them that there were sinners and they needed God. And the Holy Ghost, thank God, quickened them, made them alive, give them light and life. Amen. And they were saved by the grace of God. But when you look at this tonight, thank God for mercy. Amen. God, thank God, did give a law. God gave it to Israel. The law was given by Moses. And we do know that the law was just, holy, and good. We just know this about the law tonight, that we can't keep it. We know the law was given to show you just how bad you were and what sinful nature you really had. Because when that law was given, it showed just how sinful you were. Amen. He read the verse tonight, what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. The law, thank God, was still holy, just, and good. The flesh couldn't do it because the flesh don't have the ability in holiness and perfection to keep what God says, and the very character of God has found in His Son that we're supposed to line up with, that can't be lined up with. Amen. And therefore, Jesus come in the world, not, thank God, thank God that we can line up with Him, but that He can save us and then conform us to His image in time on earth. The consummation time is when we leave this world, thank God, and we're made like Him. I tell you this, I don't understand it all, but if I died today, amen, I would not be like Him today. Amen. I won't be like Him that He comes again. John 3, it said it, 1 John 3, when we shall see Him, we shall be made like Him. Amen. So I don't know, thank God, for sure tonight, what kind of, thank God, housing I'd have to that day, but I do know that I'm going to be in a perfect place, and that's all that matters with the perfect God. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I've got that assurance tonight. But I do know tonight, brethren, thank God, when I read this, that God brought the law in, thank God, that the offense might abound. Amen. If I took you to court tonight, if I was a judge, and if you come before the judge, there's got to be some evidence that you broke the law. Amen. That's right. Now, it don't take but one offense to be guilty, because he that don't keep the law in all points, my friend, if you offend at one point, you're guilty of the whole law, and you're a sinner. Amen. And so a child don't know that till he's quickened or made known to this fact that he is. And can I say this tonight? There are some people with, thank God tonight, about mental capabilities in life in general that have no understanding about the law and don't understand where they are with God. And I don't believe they're accountable to the fact, amen, that they have not ever been brought to this understanding. Amen. When I knowed it and I forsook God and I disobeyed God and I didn't do nothing but disobey Him, I was so disobedient that I ran like Adam did and was not looking for God. God looked for me. And if God had not looked for me, I'd still be on my broad road to hell. I wouldn't be wanting God tonight. I wouldn't be here tonight. I'd be somewhere probably watching a television set or something else, or be in the grave had it not been God seeking me through the gospel. Amen. So Jesus came, Amen. What Adam could not do and the law could not do, Christ come, took a robe of flesh. Thank God, fulfilled the law, has satisfied the Father more than anything. Amen. And come to die for sinful mankind. Amen. That not only they could be saved, but would be saved by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. And so through and by Him, now the law entered that the fence might abound. One man's sin brought us in this mess. Amen. The woman took it first, ate it, and gave it to the man. And the man, we look like this thing the first time that we find male and female, they're called Adam. Amen. That's right. They was called Adam. I got to thinking about that this afternoon. Amen. When that woman married you, thank God she took your last name. Amen. So you're Burton. Amen. And when, you know, he said they called him Adam, which was the man that God created first and then brought the woman to the man. And they became one. God, Adam called his wife Eve because she is the mother of all living. And so anyway, Eve took the fruit, gave it to the man, and he did eat, and then they knew they were naked, sewed fig leaves together, and there's no way this man could get to God. There's no way he could not sew enough leaves on him to cover up what had done took in place by the transgression that he committed in the garden. He could not get back to God. He couldn't fellowship with God in that shape. You can't fellowship with God till he, hey God, you got to be dealt with. And God got to show you tonight exactly where you're at with God. If you never have seen that, you never got saved. How would a man say he got saved and he don't even know what he got saved from? And he said, the Holy Ghost come to convict men of what? Sin, because they believe not on me. Righteousness, because I go to them Father. Judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. Amen. The very presence of the Holy Ghost, like God in the service and the preaching of the Word of God, brings conviction on men and shows them that they don't have what the Bible says, and they fall short every day, and they can't attain what Jesus said a man had to have, and they find themselves lost without God. Amen. That's where you're going to have to get. There ain't a man in this building can get you lost. That's the works of the Holy Ghost. That's right. And so what I'm preaching tonight is about one man. He said by one man, he said one man's offense, death reigned by one. He said death came upon all men. Do you know tonight, since Adam, who lived 930 years and he died, since Adam to the day that men died because of sin. That's right, brother. People say men die because of sin. That's the reason. I got a book on it, Romans 6:23, said the wages of sin is death. There is a spiritual death. There's a physical death. There's an eternal death. Amen. That's a separation. Amen. Death brings men to lifelessness. Amen. Because death, my friend, come by sin. When Adam sinned, he didn't die that day, but he began to die, and he died 930 years. He lived 930 and died. Amen. Man, 930 is not a long time compared, thank God, to how long he died. A long time ago he died. If you walked through a cemetery tonight and it said this man died in the 1700s, 1800s, amen, that should have been a good while back, friend. But go back to Adam and look how Adam, death reigned over them. Even, brother, them people that did not see it at the similitude of Adam, amen, they still had death on them, and death reigned on them. And the thing of it is tonight, the only man that can get a man out of hell, or get a man out of death, or to get a man out of sin, is Christ. Christ came to do that. One of the favorite verses of this Bible is verse 20 to me, where he said, thank God, moreover, the law entered. Why? That the sin might abound. That, listen, you're a blessed person tonight. Amen. And brethren, you've seen this thing that the Holy Spirit showed you. Thank God that you had a sin problem. Amen. You had a sin problem. And the law is proof of it tonight, because you couldn't keep it, and you didn't keep it, and my friend, it was, thank God, God's mirror showing you what you look like. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's why we don't need to try to talk people into getting saved. You don't talk people into getting saved. They got to see the lawbreakers. Amen. They got to see that they're offensive to God. They're offenders. Amen. There's nowhere in this Bible, far as I know, and I said far as I know, that the message to a sinner was love. The message to a sinner was, you're a sinner. Now that is love, God telling us, praise God, to God telling us that we are sinners, that is the love of God. I mean, praise God. He did love me. But I didn't know He loved me till I knew He loved me. God committed His love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Can I tell you this tonight? I'm glad for the love message. I love love. Amen. God is love. And without love, you don't know God. But I'm telling you this tonight, friend. Amen. Somebody could have told me that Myra Luckabill loved me. But I didn't know she loved me till I met her. Amen. That's right. Amen. You come to church a long time. But when you met her, you fell in love with her. Amen. You didn't know she loved you till you knew she loved you. Amen. Listen, friend, no man knows God loves him until he knows God loves him. You say that don't sound right. It's true. It's just a fact. Amen. I say tonight, thank God, inside this thing with Christ, as the brother said about praising Him. Amen. We praise Him because God, He first loved us. We didn't know He loved us till we knew He loved us. God, the law was given to condemn us. The law was given us to show we was already condemned. The law was given to us that we might see this condemnation. That we are sinners. We can't keep it. Moreover, the law entered that the fence might abound. Amen. In other words, the old boy said, you're as guilty as a junkyard dog. You want me to show you what children do when they get caught in something? I didn't do it. That's like I told you, that's how I shot that street light out, that BB gun. My daddy cut it up, said, which one of you boys done that? I said, I didn't do it. Rusty said, I didn't do it. That's the first reaction every sinner has. I'm not as bad as what you're telling me, preacher. Although I ain't telling you that, the Holy Spirit's telling you that. You got to see how bad you are. I'll never forget that day Duke Power pulled up. They went up there and got that bulb down. There was a BB in it. Me and Rusty are standing right up there beside that little old carport and still in his house. And I was standing there and he said, all right, which one of you boys done this? He didn't know why the light didn't come on that night. And I mean, I was standing right there and I was shaking in my boots. Amen. My hands were sweating and Rusty is standing there and I thought maybe both of us would get it. Amen. I want Rusty to get whooped too. Amen. Amen. About that time he stepped back and I was the only one standing there. Amen. That's right, buddy. I've had when God zeroes in on you, it ain't got nothing to do with nobody else but you and Him. Amen. So what happened, preacher? Well, I got punished for it. He didn't cut short on it. See, God's long-suffering, but God's still going to... Listen to me. You're going to have to come the way God says. He ain't going to change. You're not going to talk God into some new plan. He sent His only Son that where sin abounded, grace. Get this here. What is grace? It's about hard to describe, but I will describe it the best I can. Grace is the love and favor of God upon an undeserved sinner. You say, how? That's why religion today they try to figure God out. You can't figure grace out. It's just a gift. It's a God's love and favor toward humanity. It's God loving you. Amen. Justin, that was the days you seen yourself a sinner and you thought you was going to hell and you thought there wasn't no hope. Hey, God to the Holy Ghost showed you hope and you saw God love you to Himself through the gospel. You didn't know nothing about it, but I'm telling you, He had grace, He had favor, and what nothing yourself is all the gift of God. Amen. How in the name of God can you preach that and try to explain grace? Harold Seitler said it's like hugging a mountain. You can't do it. Grace, to me, is a knife you nailed. And God says, I love you in favor, and I'm going to give you eternal salvation. And I'm going to come and live my life in you. That's right there, buddy. That's right. I'm going to come and live my life in you. I'm going to come in you. I'm coming in. I'm going to come to live my life in you. I mean, I'm going to take my boat in you. Where sin abounded, it said about it. I mean, I had piles of sin. Who said that about naming every sin? Brother Dennis, I had piles of them. Daniel said I had a record against me. You know how these boys say they had a bad record? Thank God everybody had a bad record when it come to God. Amen, buddy. The only good record was his son. Amen, I had a bad record. I mean, I had piles against me. I tell you, sin abounded in my life. I couldn't quit sinning. I liked sinning. I was born a sinner, and that's what sinners do is sin. My friends sin because that's what I am. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. The favor, the divine favor of God upon a humbled sinner, grace takes it all away. He took every bit of it away. Ain't one sin to my account. Not one. And buddy, I'm going to tell you what. If the Lord done a checklist on me tonight, before I say this, say, he's a rebel. Yep. He's very sinful. Yep. He's done a lot of wicked stuff. Yep. He's an enemy in enmity with God. Yep. He's disobeyed his parents. Yep. He's looked at things he ought not. Yep. He said a lot of things he shouldn't have said. Yep. And the Lord, in a moment, done this. Gone. That's right. Gone. Hey, man. Gone. Because he died that he could say, no. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Amen. I tell you tonight, brother, a blind man and a lost man don't understand this. It's a frustration to God for any man to try to work his way to get his sins gone. It's grace. It's not nothing you do. Not nothing you deserve. It's just God's goodness and love and mercy saying, I'm taking it all away. Everything I had against him, he don't have it no more against him. And as the brother said, there's no condemnation. And as the brother said, therefore I praise him for what he's done. Amen. And I'll give you this. Psalm 40. He said he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, established my going. Put a new song in my mouth. Even what? Amen. Praise unto our God. Listen, mom and daddy, and many shall see it. My wife, and many shall see it. And my grandpa that's gone to be with God, and many shall see it. Amen. And my family is here this morning, and my daughter and my son-in-law here tonight, and many shall see it. Amen. And two men I brought to church this morning, and many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Amen. What are they going to see? And a new song he had put in my mouth, and many shall see it. They see it. They see it. Because you know why? Because grace abounded. Amen. They say, boy, somebody tell me, they say, boy, you a good Christian. I'm thinking when they say that, man, I wish I thought that. I ain't no good Christian. I just got a good God in me.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen. That fella told me, he said, you've saved my life a many a time. I said, God help, I ain't saved nobody's life. That's the Lord, friend. Amen. Look at the people you've affected. Now many shall see it. Amen. Why? Because grace abounded over sin. Amen. I appreciate you hearing. Good to be in the house of God tonight. Thank God.